Welcome back to Proclaiming the One. That was a marvelous, marvelous choral anthem from Concordia Publishing House. The King of Love, My Shepherd Is. We're looking at Good Shepherd Sunday, the third Sunday of Easter in the one-year series. Miscordius Domini, the steadfast love of the Lord, is shown in the life, death, and resurrection of the Good Shepherd, who lays down his life for wayward sheep like you and me, only to pick it up again 3 days later. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Sheep. Sheep of all brands, flavors, colors, races, wherever they are located. And to belong to the Good Shepherd is for the sheep to listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd and to know him by faith. We want to take a look now, as we're continuing this shepherd-sheep theme all the way through, we want to look at the Old Testament reading from Ezekiel 34, 11 to 16. You may not be familiar with the book of Ezekiel much. There's a lot of cryptic and apocalyptic language, but here it gets about as plain and simple as it can. Vicar, take it away. Ezekiel 34, 11 to 16.
For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will rescue him from all places where they have been scattered on the day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land, and I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice.
Okay, we have Ezekiel's picture of the Good Shepherd, and a lot of what we hear there is very, very familiar. You can hear the echoes of Psalm 23, the Shepherd Psalm there. But right off the bat, we have something that might catch us a little bit off guard. We have God, who normally gives his message and entrusts the care of the sheep to pastors, prophets, under-shepherds, we are sometimes called, and this is what God has done throughout the pages of the Old Testament, and something has happened with God and his toleration for the way the shepherds have been shepherding the sheep. What has led us to the point here, Pastor, so that God, through Ezekiel, says, I'm tired of it. I'm doing it myself.
Well, Ezekiel's writing from exile in Babylon. I can't remember how to pronounce it correctly. The river or the canal Kabar, which is probably in Iraq today. And so he's watching and hearing about what's happening as Jerusalem eventually falls to Nebuchadnezzar's army, which is, you know, hundreds of miles back to the west from where he lives. And he's prophesying these things from God at the same time that Jerusalem is under siege and falling. And the thing that's happening is that the pastors and priests and ministers of the Lord in Jerusalem have not been faithful to the word that God has said. There have been fake prophets that have come up and made up their own messages to the king that haven't matched what God's word has. There's been priests and prophets who have spoken what sounds right at the time, and you know, kind of a social gospel, a love everybody gospel. There's priests and prophets who have led the people astray by this false preaching. And so God says, enough is enough. If you're going to do a bad job at shepherding my people, then I'll step in and do it for you.
So God says, I'm going to step in and do it for you. And several times through this text, Ezekiel 34, 11 to 16, he says, I myself will shepherd the people. I myself. It's sort of like the child that is driving the driver's education car, and things are going so poorly, the driver's education teacher or mom and dad, who's ever in the car, said, I'm taking over. Get out of the way. Get from behind the wheel. I'm driving. I can't take this anymore. This is, again, every analogy breaks down, but this is kind of a picture of what God has done. God is fed up with the way that the people have been taken care of by their shepherds. Their shepherds have not been faithful. In so doing, the sheep have strayed and they have wandered. Now, Vicar, I know you're a cattle boy, not a sheep boy, but what happens when the livestock wanders? What's the problem?
Well, normally when the livestock wander, they're going somewhere that they ought not to go. We used to have pastures that had deep ponds on them. They were dugout sand pits. Sometimes they'd get 30 foot deep, and they were fenced off. But every now and then, instead of drinking from the water trough, which we had for them, which had fresh water continually pouring into it, they'd sneak through the fence, and they'd go for a swim. And often they wouldn't come back. And so when they wander off.
So wander off could lead to danger.
Yep.
Danger, okay. Danger of drowning, danger of, you know, wild animals, something like that. What else happens when they wander off?
Then you have to go and look for them. They're no longer right there with you, or somebody else could come and snatch them away, so you make every effort to go out and find them.
Okay, so they could get hurt, they could be in danger, they could be eaten by wild animals, they could be stolen by unscrupulous people. There's nothing good that can happen when the livestock, and here, the sheep, wander off. So, in Ezekiel, God says, I'm taking over. And one of the things that I'm going to do is I am going to seek out the scattered sheep. I will rescue them from the places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel. Okay, so we have lots of sheep and shepherd images here. Connect the dots for us, because Ezekiel is not talking about literal sheep and literal shepherds. Who is Ezekiel talking about, and why is that good news for me?
This is one of the prophecies from the Old Testament that teaches that the coming Messiah will actually be God in the flesh. That's not something that us Christians made up after Jesus was born and died. It's actually foretold right here. God himself will be the shepherd who will come, and through the preaching of his word and through the actions of his own life, death, and resurrection in Jerusalem, will make people into Christians, bring them back into God's sheepfold, bring them back into God's kingdom, the kingdom that has no end and has peace and joy forever. So that's what this is all talking about. Jesus is the shepherd seeking the flock. He goes out into all places of the world. There's not a single place where his gospel has not gone in this day and age, except for maybe 20,000 people living in the jungles of South America. That's the only place where people have not heard the gospel.
Call day's coming up, Vicar.
That's right. And those uncontacted people are usually uncontacted for a reason. Was when contact has tried to take place, it's not gone well, or we don't want to get them sick with our diseases. So Jesus sent his word out through the preaching and teaching of pastors, the Bibles being written and spread around, and
proliferation.
There's the word.
I knew that was the word you were fishing for.
I'm glad I didn't say the word that almost came out. So the word has gone out and created faith, and God is now bringing them to the mountains of Israel, or in other words, into his own kingdom, so that there he might feed them with his own body and blood and give them the food of life.
Okay, so the last thing we want to look at in this text, and I know we're covering a lot of ground pretty quickly here, but in Ezekiel 34, 11 to 16, we have that last verse. That, again, we've got this whole section here talking about the love of the shepherd seeking the lost and going out and finding and bringing back and making them lie down and giving them good pasture. And in verse 16, we have kind of a law-gospel distinction here. I will seek the lost. I will bring back the strayed. I will bind up the injured. I will strengthen the weak. And the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. Now, I'm not a sheep farmer, but it would seem to me that I would want my sheep fat and strong before I take them to market. Pastor, what's going on here in verse 16?
You don't want them fat and strong at the expense of all the other sheep. You know what I mean? These are the ones who... Jesus says in the Gospels, only the sick need a doctor, the healthy don't. And it's not saying that there are some who are healthy and some who are sick. He's rather saying some people aren't smart enough to go to the doctor. They don't realize their illness until it's too late. And that's the same sort of thing Jesus is saying here. These are the ones who don't have faith, who refuse to have faith, who go off and graze on their own and think they've got it made in the shade, until at last that final trumpet call sounds and they realize the mistake they've made.
Is it possible, and I'm just, again, shooting from the hip here, is it possible that the ones who are fat and strong are the false shepherds?
Well, definitely that would fall into it. I'd say the kings, all the people that have no need of God, that trust in themselves, and those false shepherds would fall into that.
That have gotten fat at the expense of the sheep that they were there to take care of.
Correct.
And God is going to pay them back with justice. They're going to get what they deserve. You want to try to do this thing apart from my love, my steadfast love, my Savior Jesus Christ? Good luck. You're on your own. This is Pastor Clint Poppy, Vicar Albert Bader, Pastor Adam Moline. We serve at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. We're looking at the readings for the third Sunday of Easter, Good Shepherd Sunday, in the one-year series. Please join us each Sunday at 8 and 10:30 with Sunday School for all ages in between, Wednesday evening, 6:30. We'll look at these readings, we'll sing these hymns, and we'll have a great time together under the steadfast love of the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to take a short break. Don't change that dial.